Good morning.
Good morning.
I really appreciated the last two songs, especially thinking about I was going to share, and it's only through Jesus, and if we come to him, he will take our sins away. So if we could begin with prayer. Lord, I thank you that we can come together here this morning and that we can read your word and that we can sing songs and be challenged to sing from the heart and help us to do that. And just pray that as we hear your word, that you would work in our hearts, and so we each have areas to grow in, and pray that your spirit would just be at work, and pray that it wouldn't be my words or James's or Melvin's words, but that it would be your words. And just want to pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, I'd like to talk about being free from sin and a servant of God. Because in Romans 6, verse 22, it says, "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life." So I want to be a servant of God. I'd like to begin reading in chapter 5 in verse 18 of Romans. It says, "Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." Now I'm just going to read chapter 6, verses 1 through 5 for now. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." So we're to be dead to sin and not continuing in it. What shall we say then? Shall we sin that grace may abound? Says God forbid. Knowing that we were baptized into Jesus Christ, because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we can have a new life and walk in newness of life and live differently. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 14 through 16, it says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature, and as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God." So because he is alive, we can have victory over sin. We don't have to keep living in it and being a slave to it. And in Romans, I'm going to read verse 6 through 13, chapter 6 there. "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We see that the old man I was is dead, that sin is destroyed, that we should not live for sin. So we can't, if we're truly saved and we abide in Christ, the old man is dead and sin does not have control in our lives. Just as death does not have dominion over Christ, so sin does not have control over the Christian. In verses 12 and 13, here in Romans 6, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We can't let sin have control in our lives. We're going to be yielded to something, and we're going to serve someone, either Jesus or the devil. And in Psalms 19, in verse 13, says, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. So why is it important to be spared from sin? It's so that way we can live upright, and we can be innocent from the great transgression. I think that is whatever sin is most strong in our lives that wants to push in the most, that we can be innocent from that. And then back in Romans, we see that who am I a servant to? I am a servant to whom I yield. I'm going to either yield my members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, or I'm going to yield my members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And I want to be yielded to God and be an instrument of righteousness. And then I'm just going to read the rest of the chapter there, starting in verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then, shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servant, that you were the servants of sin, but that ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things? whereof ye are now ashamed. For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants of God, servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So if we find ourselves serving sin, if we find ourselves where we don't want to be, do we have to continue in it? We don't. It says, if we obey God's word from the heart, we can be delivered. We can truly be servants of righteousness. And in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. So it's not in hiding, it's not in hiding sin, but it's in confessing and forsaking that we can have mercy and that we can have forgiveness and victory. And in back in verse 19 there in Romans, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. So Paul said, I speak after the manner of men. In other words, simple and understandable. Just as we were the servants of uncleanness and different sin, we now yield ourselves servants to righteousness and true holiness. So the difference should be pretty great, because each one says that all had sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. As different extremes as that is, our lives can be that much different. In Romans 8, verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us when we live not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Because in the verse before that, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. And we live different because of him, not because of the what we done or the law, but because of the Spirit of Christ in us. In John chapter 1, verse 29, says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. So that's where the sin, Jesus is the one that takes away the sin, and it's through him that we can live victorious then. I've had experience in my life in victory, and I want to have more. And even if I hadn't had that experience, if I believe what it said in Romans 5 and 6 there, I know that I can have that victory. So, and then in Philippians 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ, until the day of Jesus Christ. So that's what I had to share, and want to keep pressing on, and I think we can have confidence that he will continue to work if we let him.